قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من شهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، وان محمدا عبده ورسوله، وان عيسى عبد الله ورسوله وكلمته القاها الى مريم وروح منه، والجنه حق والنار حق، ادخله الله الجنه على ما كان من العمل، اخرجاه. Muslim narrated by Ubad ibn Samit, it says, whoever testifies that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah without any partner, and testifies that Muhammad is the slave and the messenger of Allah, and testifies that Isa, the slave of Allah and his messenger, and the word that was bestowed upon Maryam, and spirit from Allah, and the Jannah is truth, and the Nar is truth, Allah will make him enter paradise according to his actions. This hadith has many benefits. The first benefit of this hadith is whoever testifies that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. Testimony always has to be preceded with knowledge. You can never testify to that what you do not know. So testimony comes after knowledge is inculcated in the heart. After a person knows in his heart that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. Nothing worthy to direct your adherence, obedience, and surrendering out of love and glorification except Allah. This is the definition of worship. And what is worship? To adhere, to obey, and to surrender out of love and glorification. Who is worthy to submit that to? Only Allah. Nobody is worthy to be adhered to, surrendered to, obeyed out of love and glorification and fear except Allah. Jesus is not worthy of that. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not worthy of that. Definitely the scholars are not worthy of that. The leaders are not worthy of that. The scholars of Al-Islam are not worthy of that. The angels are not worthy of that. Jibreel is not worthy of that. Only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is worthy of that. If we know that, if this knowledge is inculcated in our heart, then we have to announce and pronounce and declare this knowledge to the people. That means whoever testifies. And they repeat it to that. What does testimony mean? Can you testify to something that you do not see? Can you testify? Is your testimony will be accepted for something that you have not seen? So have you seen that Allah is one? So how can you testify? Because the knowledge is so much ascertained in your heart. The knowledge is so much ascertained and strong in your heart, it came to the level of knowing that Allah is one. This is why Allah said, تَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. You don't see Allah, but you see His creation. And His creation testifies that He is one. Look in yourself. Within yourself, the most evident that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is magnificent. In your own creation are ample evidence that Allah is magnificent and Allah is one. If there were two creators, everyone will create things to oppose the other. But there is only one creator. There is only one creator. That means we cannot accept Jesus is the Son of God and He is divine. That means Jesus is the Creator. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one worthy of worship, and we testify to that out of our knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. Those who testify without knowledge, those who testify only by their lips, their testimony is not accepted, because this is the testimony of the hypocrite, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about in Surah Al-Munafiqun. In Surah Al-Munafiqun, what did they say? نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ. The hypocrite says, we testify that you are the messenger of Allah. But this testimony was not supported by knowledge and faith. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُهُ وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that you are his messenger. He does not need their testimony to affirm that fact. Allah knows that, and Allah is testifying that the hypocrites are lying. That means they are saying in their tongue what is not in their heart. That is hypocrisy. To say in the tongue what is not in the heart. And let me tell you, there's two types of hypocrisy. Social hypocrisy, which is very much spread in our society. A person will see a person, Salaamu Alaikum, how are you, brother? And he laughs in himself, and he laughs in his face, and after he leaves, he starts backbiting his brother. This is social hypocrisy, because he's saying in his tongue what is not in the heart. I'm only saying that because this subject came, and it was a good opportunity to say that. But hypocrisy in this ayah refers that those people are saying in their tongues that they are justifying the Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, but in their heart they're not accepting that. That means the believers, they know that in their heart, and this knowledge is ascertained, very much certain in their heart and inculcated within their heart, and they are pronouncing that to the people. So they are justifying, there's no that is worthy of worship except Allah. And they are testifying that Muhammad is the messenger, the slave, and the messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal. What we are testifying Muhammad to be? The partner of Allah? Are we testifying Muhammad is Allah's partner? We are testifying Muhammad is the slave of Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, we have to put the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his exact position, not higher and not lower. A lot of people, they put Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam lower in his position. They do not accept him as the messenger and the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some people put the Prophet as equivalent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a partner to Allah azza wa jal. Some of the Sufi creed, they say, Allah created first Muhammad. And from the light of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everything was created. And that very much in coherence with the creed of the Jehovah Witnesses, who come and they say, we do not believe Isa to be the son of God. Alhamdulillah, this is good. What do you believe? You say, we believe God created Isa first, and from Isa, everything was created. That is very much in accordance to some of the texts of Sufi, that they say Muhammad was created first, and from the life of Muhammad, everything was created. And some people make poetry in praise of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of them said, Ya akram al khalqi, ma li man aluzu bihi siwaka. عند حلول الحادث العملي إن لم تكن يوم المعاد آخذا بيدي فضلا وإلا فقل يا ذلة القدم فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم. قال ابن رجب وغيره إنه لم يترك لله شيئا. This person is praising Prophet Muhammad, and he said to him, the most honorable from the creation, which is correct. He said, who's going to protect me except you when the calamities fall up? That is shirk. Because only Allah will protect you. Prophet Muhammad cannot protect you. This is why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came and he stood and he said, Ya ma'ashara Quraysh, إني لا أملك لكم من الله شيئا إلا أن لكم رحما فأبلها بذللها. He said, the people of Quraysh, I do not have anything to offer to you, except you are my relative, and I'm going to keep my good relationship as far as blood relationship. So he said, I cannot do anything to you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قُلْ إِنِّي لَا أَبْلُكُ لَكُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا رَشَدًا. I do not have the ability to benefit you nor to guide you. I can only show you, Allah will guide you. And also Prophet Muhammad said, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the ayah, say, قُلْ لَا أَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسِي نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ. If Prophet Muhammad, he does not have for himself to benefit it, or to keep, or to harm it, except what Allah permits, how can he harm or benefit other people? And he said, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ. So this person who was praising Prophet Muhammad, he said, I have nobody to take refuge in except you when the calamity befalls us. If in the day of judgment, if you do not take by my hand from your fadl or from your bounty, I'm going to really have difficulties in that day. Why? Because from your generosity, this life, from the generosity of Prophet Muhammad is this life. And we can say that is true. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not attached to this dunya. He was offered to be the king or the slave. He said, no, I want to be the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what about wadarratiha? What is the opposite of this dunya? Al-akhirah. They said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also he does not need the akhirah. How can he not need for the akhirah? He does not want to go to paradise. He does not want to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't he the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who taught us the du'a? Allahumma, the du'a would say, أسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك الكريم. I ask you to give me the joy of looking to your honorable face. This is the dua that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say for us to learn and say this dua. So how can he, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be not caring about the year after and the paradise? And in paradise a person will see Allah azza wa jalla. And listen to the end of that. And they said, from the knowledge of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the knowledge of al-lawh al-mahfuz, the protected document. Al-lawh al-mahfuz is a lawh that everything from the time of creation until the day of judgment, everything that takes place in this earth, in this dunya, is written in that book. They say, part of the knowledge of Prophet Muhammad is that. That means the knowledge of Prophet Muhammad is more than what is documented in al-lawh al-mahfuz. They'll say, وَمِنْ عِلُومِهَا عِلْمَ اللَّوْحِ وَالْقَوْمِ. So what did they leave to Allah Azza wa Jalla in praising Prophet Muhammad to this level? Those people, did they testify that the Prophet was the slave of Allah or partner to Allah? They testify that when he is his partner to Allah. Therefore, our testimony that the Prophet is the messenger, the Prophet Muhammad is the slave of Allah, is to put him in the position that Allah put him in. Didn't see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لا تطروني كما أطرق النصارى المسيح عيسى بن مريم. إنما أنا عبد فقولوا عبد الله ورسوله. Do not praise me similar to how the Nasara praised Isa ibn Maryam, because I am a slave. So say the slave of Allah and his messenger. Therefore, we have to testify that Prophet Muhammad is the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is his most honorable title. As it was reported, as we have spoke about it before in previous lessons, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his slave. Subhanal ladhi asra bi'abdihi wa in kuntum fi raybin mimma nazzalna ala abdina wa annahu lamma qama abdullah yad'uhu kadu yakununa alayhi libada. So that is our testimony that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the slave of Allah. The other testimony is to testify that Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. He is Allah's messenger. That means he came to this life, he came to this dunya, and he brought us a message from Allah. And this, he communicated this message to his companions, who communicated the message to the people after him, and so on and so forth. There are previous messengers that came to humanity, came to different communities. But the last and final messenger is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his message dominates all other messages, because his message abrogates everything that was before it. And because the message of Islam is the final message, therefore it takes and it dominates all the previous messengers. All the previous messengers, we believe in them, but we do not have to follow them. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we believe in him and we have to follow him. So part of believing in Muhammad as the messenger of Allah is to follow his teaching. I have heard it also in my own ears from people who testify that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah and Muhammad is his final messenger. When we were having a discussion with them, and those type of discussions will reveal what's in the heart, they say, yes, we affirm that Prophet Muhammad is the messenger, but we do not feel we are obligated to follow him. They say, نحن نعتقد أن محمد هو رسول الله ولكن لا نعتقد بوجوب اتباع محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is disbelief. This is disbelieving in Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Because we do not just have to affirm that he exists, he was part of history. We have to follow him. We have to follow him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the disbelievers, يؤمنون ببعض الكتاب ويكفرون ببعض. They believe in part of the book and they disbelieve in others. Those are the real disbelievers. So a person who believes that Muhammad is a messenger of Allah and he does not believe that they have to follow him, he is disbelieving in the Quran, because the Quran said we have to follow him. وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Whoever, whatever the Prophet give you, then take. And whatever the Prophet refrain you from doing, then be prohibited. Refrain yourself from doing whatever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared to be prohibited. This is one example. There's another ayah. فَلْيَحْذَرَ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةً أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Let those who have not followed the command of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم be careful for a fitna, for a trouble to befall them, or some great punishment to befall them. That means the application of this ayah, we have to follow the command of Prophet Muhammad. So our testimony that the Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, it has two parts. First, to acknowledge that he is the messenger of Allah. Secondly, to follow the messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla. If a person does not follow the messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla, out of two things, disobedience or elevation, that he goes the strength of his testimony. You understand this point? If a person says, yes, I acknowledge the Prophet is the messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, but he does not follow him, and the reason for lack of following is the desire, that will weaken the testimony of affirming that in him the messengerhood of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That will reduce the strength of that testimony. Because if you really testify to that, you have to follow that. You have to make the statement not only by your lips. The most important statements are made by action. So a person who does not follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that represents reduction in the strength of his testimony. and the people who do not follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, either the sinner and sinless and sinfulness is not part of the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the people who are innovators in the religion. Innovators in the religion refers to those people who innovate ways to worship Allah that were not approved by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the Prophet, as we always repeat in the khutbah al-jum'ah, because this is what he said, وَكُلُّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. Every new practice in the religion is an innovation, and every innovation is astray, and every something that is astray is in the hellfire. Every new practice is an innovation, and every innovation is in the hellfire. Every. He did not say one innovation is good and one innovation is bad. He said every innovation. So those people who say, yeah, but this is a good innovation, we say, you are lying. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every innovation is in the hellfire. And you are telling me there is good innovation and bad innovation. This is one. Secondly, who decided that your innovation is good? Who made this decision? Did you gather up with the angels and they tell you this innovation is good? You are your own self deciding that it's good. And somebody might come and tell you, no, it's not good. And you may decide your innovation is good and the innovation of other people not good. And then other people will decide their own innovation is good and your innovation is not good. So who is to say which is good and which is bad as far as innovation? It's up to your own mind. I will not hear in the religion to follow every Tom and Dick and Harry to say this is a good innovation and this is a bad innovation. That's it. The truth is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. So every innovation is bad. And those who innovate, they are not following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he is the one who said, مَنْ أَعْلَثَ فِي أَمْرِنَ هَذَا مَا لَيْسَ مِنْهُ فَهُوَ رَجْلٌ. Whoever innovates in our affairs, what is not of it is rejected. Is rejected. So alhamdulillah, all innovations are rejected. So a person who innovates is not following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his action, and that will reduce his testimony to the messengerhood of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the person who leads a sinful way of life, he is not following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that will reduce his testimony that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger. Therefore, part of our testimony that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger is to affirm that he is the messenger and do our best in following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So, whoever testifies that Allah, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and Prophet Muhammad is the slave and messenger of Allah, and Isa, the translation people in English language, Jesus, in Arabic, Isa. Who is Isa? The son of Mary. Isa is the slave of Allah and his messenger. The same thing that we say about Prophet Muhammad, we say about Isa. Isa is not the son of God, nor he is God incarnate, nor he is God in flesh. Yesterday two Christians came to here and they were trying to say something about their religion. Alhamdulillah, I have some knowledge about their faith. So, okay, who is Isa? One of them said he is God in flesh. The other one said he is God incarnate. After discussing with them a little bit, they said, what do you mean God in flesh, God incarnate? They say he is the son of God. So what do you mean more than that? He said, you know, it's hard to explain, you just have to believe in it. How hard is it to explain? If it's hard to explain, how can you believe in something that you yourself do not understand? This is why Ibn Taymiyyah said, one of the major scholars of Islam, if you get five Christians, you're going to get six opinions. Not five, six. And yesterday I had two, they gave me three opinions. And the next thing, the last thing they said, you know, it's hard to understand, you just have to believe in it. you have to have faith. So do not insult my intelligence. Yes, I have to have faith, but my faith has to be based on knowledge. Until you convince me that Isa is the Son of God, you tell me you just have to believe in it. This is not convincing. That you are just dropping yourself and telling me in your action I cannot convince you. And without her, I can convince you, I can show you evidence that Isa is the slave of Allah and his messenger. Yes, God, you told me, you know, it says in John 3:11, for so God so much loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. And so what? God said in Psalm 2:7, David is the begotten son. So begotten does not mean a physical son. Begotten, the word son of God, is referred in the Bible to mean affection and closeness to God. It's metaphorical speaking. And Allah created Adam from no father and son. Does not mean Allah is the father and mother of Adam. No. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam, and how he created him, it says in this hadith, and the word that was bestowed upon Maryam. Allah said to Isa, be, and he was created. Just like Allah created Adam. How Allah created Adam? From the mud, the shape of Adam was made, and then Allah told him, be, then he was created. Similarly, Allah said to Isa, be, and he was created in the womb of Virgin Mary. And after 9 months, he was delivered to this earth, miraculously, without needing to have any father. So he is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he is created by the word of Allah. And he is a spirit from Allah azza wa jal. A spirit from Allah. It does not mean he is part of Allah's spirit, as some people will understand. Min is not للطبعين. في اللغة العربية تكون من للطبعين ومن للابتداء. تقول شربت من الماء. هذا يعني من للطبعين. وتكون من للابتداء. أي ابتداء هذا الأمر من هذا الأمر. فابتداء الروح التي في جسد عيسى من الله عز وجل وأن الله خلق هذه الروح. فهذه من للابتداء وليست من للطبعين. The word mean translated to from in English, the same thing applies. From could be to mean part of. We say a drink from the water. That means to show you're not drinking the entire of the water from the water. But also from, it could mean to start from something. You say, I came from Orlando. That means there's nothing I brought part of Orlando with me, but the initiation of my trip starts from Orlando. Isa is spirit from Allah, meaning his spirit was created from Allah Azza wa Jal. The initiation of the creation came from Allah Azza wa Jal, just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مِنْهِ. Allah has assigned whatever in the sky and whatever in the earth, the entirety of that is from Allah. That does not be part of from Allah, but it was initiated by the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. So now this hadith tells us how the flesh of Isa was created is by the word of Allah be. And after the flesh is created, we know the soul is not in the body after 120 days. After the 120 days, the spirit will be blown in the body, and this is the spirit was created to be in that body that was created by the word of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because we were created from the semen of our fathers and mother. Isa was created from the word of Allah Azza wa Jal. And when Isa came to the child in the womb of his mother, Virgin Mary, when the soul is to be put in the body, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created his spirit. So whoever testifies to that, that Isa is the slave of Allah and the messenger of Allah, and he was created by the word of Allah, and his spirit was created from Allah, and he testifies that Jannah is true. not something fantasy. It's not something that we just say it's going to be there or it's not going to be there. It's the truth. Jannah exists right now. And the hellfire is truth and it exists right now. Whoever testifies to that, Allah will make him enter paradise according to his deeds. If he has a lot of good deeds, he will enter paradise much easier than the one who has few good deeds. But as long as he has the creed, he has the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he believes in his messenger, that will guarantee to him he will enter paradise. How he will enter paradise? According to his deeds. So you have to be quick to do a lot of good deeds for you to make your trip to paradise easy.